Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Mega 64 podcast. I just got to say it. I got to get it out of the way. I'm tired of the status quo. I'm breaking the status quo.
Hell yeah.
I saw the videos of Las Vegas. Everything's back to normal. You know, gambling.
Really?
The video I saw was crazy.
I didn't see any videos.
Let's try not to get those hard F's in that first minute, guys.
Where'd you see those videos?
I'm so sorry.
But it's okay. We're going to take that out. You'll be dealt with later.
Johnny, censor my F-bomb. I apologize.
It's back to normal. I want everyone in the studio.
No, tonight. Really? What videos are you talking about? I didn't see any videos.
It's a packed casino.
No,
and
bad.
Vegas knows best, as I always say.
Yeah, gambling.
Imagine Vegas exactly the same that you can remember it, but the dealers have masks on and no one else does.
Literally a video that you could have, if you told me it was shot a year ago, I would have gone, oh, cool. That was, oh, last summer looked fun.
I honestly thought it was.
What casino is that at?
The Cosmopolitan, I think. Yeah.
I've been there once. I went there once. It was really fancy.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would risk my life to go to it, but
I would. I saw
wasn't really. The Cosmo is like one of the newest casinos.
I saw the postal service there, and if I died there, it would have been dope.
Is that from this week? Saturday? Okay.
Saturday.
Busy weekend. All right.
So anyway, things are back. Why can't we have everyone back in the studio? If it's good enough for Vegas, it's good enough for us.
Yeah. Let's take some steps forward.
I'm going to ask the audience. I'm going to poll the public. I'm not going to ask Derek and Sean. They're out.
Do I have a say?
Garrett is in another room in the compound. Is he allowed to come in? If we social distance, you know, California style, not Nevada style, are we okay?
I think, yeah. I mean, chat, what do you guys think? I would love to join my brother back in the fold.
I'm seeing yeses. I'm seeing nos. I'm saying,
question. Like, you led this whole introduction.
Yeah.
How it's so great, how they're so strong. Should we do the strong reunited or the scared wimpy maintaining self-isolation pose the questions in the chat?
Yeah, that's a loaded question.
Listen, on the off chance that Vegas is wrong, probably we could keep distance. That's all I'm saying.
A lot of conversation from the two who were told up front they weren't being asked.
There you go.
It was up to the chat.
Why I'm not chiming in. I'm just giving commentary.
These guys are anti-Vegas, man. I'm telling you.
I am anti-Vegas.
Wins in Vegas.
I saw that video and I legitimately thought, what a bunch of idiots. But that's, you were asking for my opinion. That's fine.
That was what I had talked to my family out of for a visual reference. Johnny, if you find that video, I just want to get that. Anyway.
So, I mean, I don't even have a say in this either, but I'm seeing the will of the people in the chat. They want me there. So
okay,
Garrett will say no.
It's split. A little heavier towards come in.
People calling you idiot. Don't do
No, I'm ending the call.
What?
Okay.
He's gone. Okay, well, he's gone.
Wait, he didn't listen to the statistics or the people at all. He just made his own decision.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what Vegas did, and that's good enough for them, you know? So,
Vegas is all about gambling, and what's a bigger gamble than going to risk your health and your money?
The local news has stopped doing shit from home. They have two people sitting at the very end of a long table. So, maybe we'll give it a shot.
Okay. Well, do we need to get that set up? Should we go to a theme song?
What are you talking about? We're ready to go.
Whoa!
Start the theme song now.
Welcome.
Good to see you.
This is a weird setup because them being in the middle like this, it almost gives them like Zordon quality.
Yeah.
Like it puts them in the center of like we're worshiping at their altar.
Rangers.
Yeah.
There's less of a delay in trying to talk over the, you know, three-way callers. Now it's just two of you guys.
I've had so many delayed conversations over the past, like, 2 months that I'm maybe going insane.
It is fucking energy draining.
Yeah.
Sean, I know you're feeling that, too.
Well, I feel like my internet has gotten so much better since we first started. But at first, it was like, why do I even come onto these shows? I can't talk because no one can even hear what I'm saying.
See, those are my favorite periods in the video call situation.
That first week?
Yeah, because it was always fun. Like, Sean would fade away, and then when he'd fade back up, he was in, like, a motorhome and stuff. It was just like...
Yeah. It was... I tried every possible room in my house. Like, I kept trying to find a spot that would work. Yeah.
But you did make it work, though. Like, I made it work. I think this turned out good.
Yeah.
I hope Derek approves. I feel like... We're not crossing the line, are we, Derek? Did we go against your good judgments?
It's been so long since I've, like, checked the worldwide COVID stats, but... I mean, it seems like everybody wants to open up, despite any science or sound reasoning. I don't know if I agree with that, but... Go ahead.
I do think that you guys, if you got a tape measure out right now, it looks like you're about 6 feet apart.
Well, yeah. If we got a 3 foot arms reach, reach out, Rocco. We're like eight feet apart.
I've been around Garrett at a 6 foot distance for, a few months, so I'm not.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, you're probably fine.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about like Las Vegas being the inspiration.
No, those people are. That was the worst thing I'd ever seen.
Legitimately, honest. I think statistically 1% of the people in those videos will die, right?
So yeah, if there's a thousand people in the video,
10 of them are dead. Half of them are going to have a long hospital stay. But whatever. I hope they won some money. Statistically, they probably didn't win any money either. So those people probably aren't really into statistics to begin with if they're going to a casino.
You see the things and it's like you see the protesters and they're right up in each other and they're protesting and I'm like all for that, like 1000% on board, fuck yeah, go get them, I'm with you. And then I see Vegas, it's like, you morons, like you're doing this for no reason, there's no cause behind this except for you want to fucking drink and gamble, fuck off. That's kind of how I look at it.
Talking about this online when it comes to the riots. Tear gas makes you sneeze and cough on each other. It doesn't look like anybody's wearing PPE, protesters or the police, really. Nobody is. So we're already a week into it. A week from now, we're going to see some crazy shit happening in the news.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah.
Up until this point, you probably haven't seen any crazy shit happening in the news. So, just heads up. It's coming. It's on its way.
Yeah. Yeah. You're finally going to see some real out there stuff.
You thought it was fucked up before, man? Oh, just wait.
Yeah. I saw an article earlier this week, actually, talking about, like, weather and temperature and if that affects the virus, and the short answer is we don't know, but probably not. So,
yeah, we'll see.
Yeah,
I'm not for reintegration. All that is to say, I'm against it. Stay separated.
yeah. Well, they're separated. I feel good. You guys are fine. You're good.
Yeah. What Rocco really, said earlier is the reality that, as a small business, we've maintained like a skeleton crew here, but part of that skeleton crew has been me and Rocco around each other.
We've been across each other in big rooms multiple times, many times.
As well as, I come into contact with Brian every Wednesday when we're doing the PPS. And
sure.
We're all staying socially distant and we're being responsible.
Sure. We are. Like, even when I come into the studio, we're all keeping our space. It's fine.
True.
Anyway, what did you guys do this week?
I've been taken Johnny's recommendation on that show Devs.
Oh, really?
To try to tune out what's going on and have a little relief in the afternoons.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching like one episode. It's like, I think, 8-hour-long episodes, 45 minutes.
Oh, okay.
But it was great. It's on FX, which is on Hulu, if you have it.
Okay.
Johnny recommended it, and wow, fantastic.
I read
the last episode. I got one episode left.
I heard that was good. I wanted to check that out, but I kind of already had a few things. I'm in the middle of rewatching the original Twin Peaks right now.
Oh, how funny.
They re-released like a box set of that around Christmas, and I never even looked at it. Like, I've had this box set on my shelf, and yeah. I was like, oh, I didn't even look at that. Like, so anyway, so I'm in the middle of that. But after that, I was thinking of watching Mr. Robot. I feel like I heard enough about that I wanted to watch that.
Yeah.
What is that?
Rami Malek's show with the Kiefer. No. Who?
Christian Slater.
Christian Slater, yeah. Not Kiefer.
I've never heard of this. Interesting.
Really?
Mr. Yeah. Robot, you never heard of that? It was all over Comic-Con. It looked obnoxious, like, is why.
2 years ago. Three years ago, maybe.
Yeah, no idea. I don't know.
Yeah, I wanted to check that out because I kept hearing enough about it that, anyway. But it didn't have the name was kind of hacky and it didn't look that. So all the promotional stuff I saw was just kind of like, what is this?
I don't know. That was coming out, I was just annoyed because I thought he was like an android man. And it was like, no, he's just a fucking hacker. I was like, oh, Mr. Robot.
Rami
like,
Malek is a little android man.
This is like Westworld shit. He looks like a fucking, he's a mandroid if I ever saw one.
He was really good in that Bohemian Rhapsody. I could give a shit about that movie, but he was so good in that. Like, he deserved whatever
he nailed that look.
Yeah. But anyway, so I was thinking of checking that out, but
I held back from calling him bug-eyed on the show just now, but the chat like knew because I'm seeing five comments in there.
What?
Bug-eyed freak.
Oh man,
I thought he was a little bug-eyed android, but he's just a fucking hacker.
Yeah, I was just talking about that term with Jenny, and we're watching Lost right now, and dude, I just keep thinking like the character Sawyer just always calls people things, and like he calls Ben bug-eyed all the time in that show, and it's like, you know that actor probably is subconscious about that thing, and now they're right into the script, like,
yeah,
that character really does just find like your flaw as a person and just calls you that. It's just,
yeah, I mean, he calls Hurley Jumbo.
I know.
Always think about
Jumbo's
that.
Gone. Yeah.
I always think about that for typecast actors who are always playing a bully or a cop or a thing like that, or have like, you know, there's certain character actors that like look unique from scarring, from all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And do you think that, yeah, constantly in scripts they're being called that thing?
I think
that's
if
like,
you,
fuck.
I think if you're entering into the Hollywood system with whatever flaws you have, you need to like know them and embrace them. Like, I think that's happening. Don't you think? Like, I don't think it's any surprise.
Life.
Does it get any easier?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
It's true.
But yeah. Anyway, I just feel like that's what's gonna happen.
Sure. You're looking at like, hey, calling me pock face or whatever, that's paying my bills, so I'm over it.
Yeah.
Sure.
But anyway, yeah. So what were we talking about? Oh yeah, but anyway, everyone keeps telling me to check out Devs now, but I feel like I'm still watching JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, like slowly making my way through that. So I'm trying to like get through these things. I have like a really slow mental cue and it takes me like 4 years to get through anything. But
it was right place at the right time. I was just feeling like a weird sci-fi show. And that kind of came out of nowhere.
Oh, Devs is a sci-fi show?
Yeah, it's pretty heavy science fiction.
Oh, I don't know shit, you guys. I apologize. I feel like I'm on this podcast, and I feel like I should know, be up on this shit, and I never know. I thought it was like a Silicon Valley type shit.
That is like the development section of, you know, computing.
Isn't it written by Alex Garland, who made Deus Ex?
Hmm.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't that his new show?
Anybody? Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Oh.
I just heard Johnny recommend it on the Quarantine Cast.
All right. Well, chat, is that Alex Garland's new show, the guy who wrote Deus Ex? Yes, I got a confirmation. Thank you. So if you like Deus Ex.
Oh, there you go.
It's Ex Machina.
It looks like it's... Oh, yeah. Ex Machina. Sorry. I took the X and... What does that word even mean? X. Why is that in so many titles? EX. Oh. Get that shit. It's confusing.
Oh,
he
wrote
Ex Machina.
Yeah, Ex Machina. I just watched Ex Machina
like 2 weeks ago, too. I should have remembered that.
I was going to say, I don't really care about the Deus Ex video games, but I did really enjoy the film Deus Ex Machina. So I see that correlation, and the cinematography very similar, I would say.
The movie was just called Ex Machina.
Soundtrack. I bet he used the same soundtrack's probably the same guy, too, because it's very haunting and similar in a way, too.
It looks like it's that movie, just the TV show, right? Like, they just adapted that whole vibe and...
That's
world.
Not what Devs is. No, it has nothing really similar to do with that movie.
Well, aesthetically, it looks just like it, and it's based in the same industry.
Sure, but it's like a totally different kind of science fiction thriller.
Right. So Ex Machina starts at a web development company, kind of like a Google, and the lead programmer wins a contest and goes off to experience the whole movie of Ex Machina. But I kind of imagine, like, maybe that company that is only in that first scene could be like the loose connection between those two movies. And maybe
could definitely fit. The company definitely has a name in the show, so I would have to go back and watch the movie again because I don't remember if they named it. The name is Amaya.
Yeah, it's probably not named the same thing, but maybe just like thematically in spirit.
I never saw Deus Ex or oh, really? God, fuck. If I could say that one more time.
Ex Machina.
I'm not big into books. I never saw Ex Machina or Annihilation. I wanted to see Annihilation when they announced it, but then I remember when I finally saw the trailer, it just looked like a horror movie, and I was like, well, I'm going to sit out on this. But
it's funny, I just rewatched that.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't like Annihilation, but I feel like I'm alone on that.
I think that's what it was, too. It's like, I didn't think that looked that great, and then it's funny, I heard from a lot of people it was good, but then my real close group of friends were like, nah, it's not. So I don't know. I don't know. I didn't have the time. I will watch it.
It's like it has visual shit on the level of like the Hellboy movies. I feel like creepy.
Oh, don't say that.
Creepy practical effects.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's cool.
That look like beautiful. That's and it's like a mix of CG and practical, like everything is now. But I don't know. I was really impressed by
it. I do want to watch it. I think visuals, I own it. I think it was like cheap on Black Friday or something. So I have it and I'll watch
it. Yeah. It's streaming too everywhere.
I would say Ex Machina is kind of similar to The Arrival. So if you like The Arrival,
I love
check
that
out
Arrival.
I like The Arrival.
It's like a kind of a darker. Arrival is a little bit more wholesome, I would say, than Ex Machina. Okay. For people who've seen both those movies, maybe that. Makes sense.
I loved Arrival. Like I saw it and I was like, damn, like that was my shit. Like, you know, just this low-key, cool, original sci-fi movie. But then, man, I watched it again and it was, I did not need to watch it again. It was like, not to take away from it or say it was bad, but like knowing the twists of it, I was just like sitting through it. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Got it. There were a couple things that were cool in the beginning, knowing that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, oh, that's cool. Like, that's a little thing now that I know all that. But
I watched
beyond that,
it
was like,
and
one
I liked
watch was
it.
Fine. What's
and then I watched it again recently, and I'd actually forgotten the twist. So that's always nice if you take, like, 5 or 6 years between viewings and you don't remember much about a movie, you just remember you liked it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really not even insulting it. There's some movies that, like, somebody was saying it in the chat. It's like, one watch is fine, and that's okay. I mean, my favorite movies I'll watch a million times, but...
Sure.
Sometimes... That one, maybe like 10 years away from it, and I'll come back, and it would be good. But I had just seen it. But anyway, yeah, I wanted to see Ex Machina, whatever, because I had heard how low budget it was and how they pulled off some of the effects in it. It looked really cool, and I just thought... Yeah, I wanted to check that out, but I just never did.
It's low budget in the terms of like less than $10 million is low budget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a well-made movie.
Beautiful locations and like environment. The sets and everything were real believable, like, because that kind of takes place at some dude's kind of private laboratories off in the middle of nowhere. And it's super remote. Yeah, this dev show, like, architecturally does stuff. It's interesting, like, how Kubrick would use architecture in a way. this director has his way of doing stuff too that I see in all of his movies now that we're talking about all the different things.
Oh, yeah.
I'm connecting all these dots. That's funny, Derek. I really didn't know that. I was just going off our boy Johnny's recommendation. But anyway, it's a great show so far. I'm going to see how it ends tonight.
I mean, I haven't even seen it. I saw a trailer for it at the movies right after I watched Ex Machina.
I didn't know the guy, Nick Offerman, plays a lead in it. And,
really?
He showed up in the first episode, and I was like, ha ha, fucking poor man's Nick Offerman. Look at this fool. And I was like, wait, that's like, once my 480p television finally buffered enough and it caught up, I was like, that's him. Holy shit.
There's a show right now, I think it's on HBO, with Mark Ruffalo, where he plays twin brothers. I haven't seen this, but I've only heard about it. And they filmed it with these motion tracking cameras, and they filmed him playing one brother, and then they broke for 6 weeks, and he gained like 35 pounds.
Whoa.
And then they came back and they filmed the scenes with the motion tracking cameras again. And the people who have recommended this show to me who've seen it, they said, like, I didn't even think it was Mark Ruffalo playing both roles. I thought it was like a fat guy that really looked like Mark Ruffalo.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's insane.
I can't remember the name of the show. I think it's like 6 episodes, like miniseries, but it's on HBO. So you talking about poor man Nick Offerman.
You could have
imagine
Fat
Ruffalo. You know,
can you imagine? I mean, that's so much faith in that technology working that, like, what if, like, you know, like when we do shit and it's like, hey, don't move the camera. We got to change costumes. And it's like, I'd move the camera. I'm so sorry, guys. We have to go back and do that again. Like, what do you do with this situation? 6 weeks. That's right. Crazy.
Yeah. Be careful. Spend a lot of money.
I guess that's probably, you know, it's HBO. Yeah, they're fine.
What do you think is the most impressive use of, how do I say it? Weight gain or loss in movie? You know what I mean? Like, every now and then you read about an actor like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, they lost, you know, half their body weight. Oh, they gained 150 pounds just for this. What do you think has been the most impressive use of that in a
the
movie
where
someone did that?
The machinist.
So scary because
Christian Bale.
Yeah, because you think you're seeing someone die. You think that he's going to die because he's so skinny.
Yeah.
Because that's the most extreme case that everyone thinks of. So and that is very extreme. The only other time I remember like hearing about stuff like that was like, I remember hearing Demi Moore interviewed about G.I. Jane.
Did she do something for that?
Well, she had to work out and like get buff and like shave her head. It was more actually about her shaving her head, but like going through an actor going through a real transformation.
Yeah. I'm more impressed by like when actors put on a lot of muscle, you know?
Yeah.
Ben Affleck? I feel
like getting fat or getting skinny is like kind of like through attrition, you know? You kind of just sit there and either you're drinking gallons of melted ice cream or you're just sitting there not eating anything. But when these dudes have to put on muscle, that's like such rigorous training. And
they got to get injections from Tijuana. And
I think what's impressive about the Christian Bale thing, though, is I will say, like, he endured a ton to get as thin as he did. He went through all that, but then back to back went into ripped for Batman. That's the one, but that's not in a movie. That's the thing, is like, that's the in between. Like, that impresses me that he went that thin to
machinist to Batman. So, that's crazy.
But in terms of on camera, Derek, I hear what you're saying in terms of like getting ripped. And you know who doesn't get any credit for exactly what you're saying, Derek? Is what's his name? The guy Bane in Dark Knight Rises. What's his name?
Oh, Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy made himself a, like, it's one thing to, like, they talked about, like, you know, if you worked out in a gym all day, every day for however long, you'd get ripped and you would, you'd have a six pack and muscles and whatever. And he specifically didn't do that. He said, I want to be like, you know, there's dudes who are just ripped from what they do for a living.
Sure.
And so he's like, so I wasn't lifting weights. I was lifting like tree trunks and carrying them and all this stuff.
And eating a ton.
He's just like a tout. He's just a bear in that movie. And I think that's a pretty awesome transformation, but it didn't really, he's already a big guy, so it doesn't really.
Well,
Actually, Tom Hardy is not. He was super skinny. He got ripped for the movie Bronson, which he made before. I think it was because Bronson, he was so buff in that they cast him as Bane.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks like he's a tower in that movie. So that, I think that one's kind of underrated. But the one that impresses me the most in terms of, like, within the movie, you see it, is it's old, but still, to me, Raging Bull is still, like, in the in a blink of an eye, De Niro is one thing and then he's another, is still, like, that one still impresses me the most in terms of the span of a movie. But
no one's going with John Leguizamo.
I mean, you
gotta clown
see Eddie Murphy
Spawn.
In the clumps. I mean, he goes from like 100 to 300.
Were you guys in on Clumps 1 or Clumps 2 more?
Two, all the way. It had Janet Jackson soundtrack, which took it to the next level. And you got to see more of the family, the extended family.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. I knew someone in the second Clumps.
Did they go, is that the one where in the trailer they kept going, Hercules, Hercules? Is that Clumps 1?
I think that's both.
That's it.
Oh,
yeah,
I think
they
repeat that gag.
The boy, he eats a lot of food
Yeah.
at the table, and they're happy.
Yeah. So, yeah. Did we watch, was it?
Man, I've never seen one of those movies.
Yeah.
Or Nutty Professor. Is it the same thing?
Wait,
that's Garrett,
what I just...
after this week, I think you owe it to yourself to watch one of them.
Wait,
educated.
It really just occurred to me for a second.
The Clumps came from Nutty Professor, so it was...
Yeah, it was the Nutty Professor, and then what, the second one was the Clumps?
I think it was, it was like Nutty Professor, Nutty Professor 2, maybe Nutty Professor 3, the
I'm
Clumps.
So curious. Oh,
who's
yeah,
Norbit?
It's Nutty Professor 2, the Clumps. Yeah.
Nutty Professor 2, the Clump. And then where's Norbit?
Norbit
coming?
Is a whole nother series.
Yeah, Norbit is its Norbit. Own genre. Yeah, I totally forgot about that. I remember when our theater teacher in ninth grade, he was a substitute all year, basically, was such a pushover and just kind of a weird guy. And I remember he wanted to show us some educational movie, and everyone, all the students yelled at him enough until he played the Nutty Professor instead. And then, so he went, fine. Well, if that's what everyone wants to watch, I guess that's what we'll do. Okay. And then he put it in, and it was just profanity. Like, and then he paused it, and he went, oh, I didn't know they were going to talk like this. Well, and then he's looking at all the students and looking back at the TV, and he goes, well, maybe if I just turn it down, I don't know. And he played the rest of the movie just with the volume extremely low. So all these students are going, oh, ha, ha, ha. Yeah. I mean, it was the weird. I just remember looking at him like, what is this guy doing? Like,
compromise, man.
If I play it on almost mute, then it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, what? Anyway.
Was this some of the chat is saying, what a bunch of asshole kids. They're not. Yeah. We were the worst.
And he was. I'm making it sound more like he was totally the victim here, but. He was kind of a not a great guy.
Well, he was a sub,
right?
He was so. Yeah. I don't know.
Dude, there's something about substitute teachers.
This same student. Or let me just say, this same teacher.
Yeah.
Don't want to name him, but this same teacher called my dad the day of the Columbine shootings.
Why?
No joke.
Why?
Called my dad and left a message like, "Hey, I'm worried about Rocco. Like, call me."
What
and my dad,
fuck?
My dad had like a heart attack. My dad was like, oh my God. Cause there was so much misinformation of what was going on.
Were you wearing trench
then,
coats to school?
And then
or
he
what?
Picked up the phone like, hey, what's going on? And he went, it's about your son and the other students. And it was like, yeah. What? My dad is freaking out. And
it's
and,
all over the news.
And he's going, yeah, he's making a lot of noise. You know, in theater, we all want to have fun and act, but he sometimes his energy, it's just like simmer down. I mean, it was seriously, my dad was like ballistic. He's like, do you realize what's going on? Like, you cannot just call me and like say,
turn on the fucking news, bro.
My whole family was just like, what is wrong with this guy? Oh. So that's what we were dealing with. And so, you know, everyone kind of, you know, being us being, you know, shit kids forcing him to play Nutty Professor. It wasn't
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Big I mean, we already told the story, but I will never forget watching Titanic in that room. Yeah. And we all knew the scene that was coming up, but apparently he never saw it. So the whole class is like on pins and needles, like, what's going to happen? What's he going to do? And then the scene comes and you just hear him from back. Oh no. And they're like running to like the TV, trying to like block it with his hands.
He really didn't know anything about really modern pop culture or movies or whatever. So we constantly got him to, we constantly watched movies in that class because students would just, after a while we got tired of his stuff and the way he was, and people would just start to kind of, not manipulate, just kind of like, he didn't know about stuff, so they would go, hey, I think there's a lot of acting value in The Matrix. If we could just watch that, I think there's a lot to really like.
People worked him.
Yeah. And then, so then we just watched The Matrix. And they got, you know, it was just completely like, we were over it. Like,
last story about him, this guy also had a full jar full of dead bees.
Yeah.
In like this cupboard. And we opened up and saw this jar of dead bees. Like, what is this? And he's like, well, sometimes I find a bee and I add it to the jar. And that's all he said about it. Like, he was crazy.
Yeah. He didn't have anything to add to that. So,
psycho.
Yeah, it was kind of a weird lost year of theater. Like,
I was going to say, why'd you have the sub for so long?
Because the main teacher was, like, on a pregnancy leave or something like that. Just for that year.
Okay.
And so, it was just kind of like, oh, I really thought we were going to learn theater. We really kind of didn't. But a lot of people that I know to this day met in that class. And then finally we had real theater teachers later. And then that's where we met Derek.
Couldn't get away with that shit.
Derek missed out on the jar of bees and the clumps. So I'm sorry about that, Derek. I don't mean to rub that in.
You tell the story so well, I feel like I was there.
And you probably heard it 10,000 times.
Every time I forget a detail, I get to hear it again.
I'm sorry, Derek. I'm sorry.
The story. I think it's great. I think it's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I mean, we did, because we felt the absence of a teacher, we really did come together to like let's do something good. He's not gonna do it, so let's do it, like, you know. And so then we lip synced Pretty Fly for a White Guy for the
So I've seen the footage that came out of this period, at least.
Some of that was on there was stuff that was on our like VHS that we put out and stuff. So
anyway, 15 back then? 16?
14.
Listening to The Offspring.
I think I was 14, 15. Yeah.
14.
Yeah.
You ever see 14-year-olds nowadays? You guys, Sean, well, I know you do.
Yeah, Emma's 14, so yes.
What if she's pulling that shit right now, huh?
If she was doing that, I don't know. A lot of times I see the kids do stuff. It's like, well, I did it. I'm not going to get that mad. I don't care. You know?
Sometimes we hear these high school stories, and I think of myself, like, right now in that situation, like, yeah, I fucking hate that teacher. And then I remember, like, oh, it was, like, 14 back then. I don't know. I was invited to go speak at a local high school earlier this year. Before all the schools shut down. Huh. And it had been a while since I like interacted with high school students in like a classroom setting like that. It was strange to be back in the classroom, you know?
Yeah, I imagine that's gotta be weird.
You have all these memories, especially like long after high school, of all these times you acted out and did something wild and broke the rules, and that's mainly what you remember. But being back in that classroom, it was like, oh, yeah, mostly it's timid people who were shy and afraid to talk and don't want to look dumb.
Yeah. Derek, how did you think that went for you going to the school and talking to the class? Did you win them over, or was that?
Oh, my God. It was such a fucking. I honestly feel that doing Mega 64 keeps me in touch with youth. Keeps me in touch with young people. I've seen movies like The Arrival. I know who Cardi B is. No, legitimately, I feel like I still remember what it was like to be in high school. And I went to speak to these kids, and it wasn't just me. It was like me and two other people, this reporter from San Diego. God, and this woman, I don't even remember what the fuck she did. Honestly, we were there to talk about, like, getting into the entertainment industry, and I was there as, like, the YouTube person, and she was like, she talked the most, and she had done the least, right? She was like some teacher. Oh, I did some art program. I did some drama program, and I built it from the ground, and I'm going to tell all you kids about this fucking drama program I made. And I'm sitting there being like, nobody cares. And so that was my experience.
She's boring them.
Yeah. A couple out of touch, like, teacher types kind of monopolized the conversation, tried to make it, like, real motivational. It was honestly, like, kind of annoying, you know?
Yeah.
I was just going to say that I was asked to also speak at a high school. And, you know, I don't feel qualified for that, honestly, but I did it. And I bombed. I legit bombed. Like, it did not go well. Yeah, yeah.
Did you try to be funny?
No. I was just trying to talk to them.
I didn't bomb. I just couldn't get as much information out as I wanted to because this woman wouldn't stop talking. But why did you bomb?
I just feel like they didn't care at all about what I was saying. And I was like, well, you're here to learn. They basically brought me in because this class was going to do a 48-hour film challenge. So okay. It's like, okay, well, I did that. So it's like, can you come talk to me about it? And then maybe after that, talk about your YouTube show and how you've grown it into what it is. And I'm like, okay, sure, whatever. And so then, like, I showed them our video and they're like, that was kind of weird. It's like, yeah, well, you only have a certain amount of time. It's like, okay. And then it's like, well, I guess I'll tell you about my show now. But I already lost them at the beginning.
Oh, my God.
And so it's like, well, I got half an hour to go. So,
oh,
let's all buckle in. And so, like, here's Tetris. Ah, fuck.
Dude.
Oh, when I yeah, talked show to the high schoolers, video.
Everybody was introducing themselves. Then they come to me, and I was like, I do YouTube. And people were like, yeah. And I was like, it's mostly in video game industry. And then they were like, oh, okay. And I was like, anybody here seen the Reggie memes? Reggie thinks about stuff. Reggie shoots people with laser eyes. And everybody was like, you fucking made that? And I was like, yeah, that was me. They were like, you met Reggie? And I was like, yeah, totally. Reggie's cool. We hang out. What do you want to know? Oh, I don't know who Reggie is. Anyways, my theater program, I bought pamphlets if anybody wants to join later. And it's like, nobody fucking cares. We're talking about Reggie, lady. Fuck off.
That's funny. You guys have your thing you bring up. And for me, I just bring up, yo, you guys ever read about hackers? Yeah. Did you ever see an animated GIF when you read the article? Yeah.
Yeah.
Back to Deus Ex Machina.
I connect with the kids.
Yeah. I tried, but then the teacher was very like, hey, make sure it's appropriate, you know, whatever. I'm like, well, Tetris is fine. Everyone knows Tetris, whatever. I showed them a couple other things. They just didn't care about me at all. And I knew that I lost them, and I knew that I had – it just sucked.
Sean,
the teacher
– go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
No, she was saying, like, you know – like, maybe you can come in every year and do this. I was like, okay, sure. I've never heard from her ever again. That was it. That was it.
I did this one time. I talked in front of a class thing, and it was like a film class for kids who wanted to consider filmmaking and stuff like that. And it went great for me, but I just kind of kept it to... I didn't even really show a lot of our stuff. It was more just like, hey, here's like things that I've learned in doing it. You know, it wasn't, you know, I don't know. I didn't really go into our stuff. I think it might have been awkward if I was like, yo, check out, yo, this video, Timbo, you're going to love it. Then I might have lost them, but I really just kept it to like things totally. I've learned in, you know, getting stuff seen on the internet, you know, things like that. So I think it went pretty good, but very different than just a general classroom, you know, and I think that may be why that's why it went okay.
You guys know I do stuff in the local film community. A few years ago, they asked me to teach like a workshop on web videos. Okay. And it was a 6-week long workshop. I'd have to go down there and like teach a class for like 2 hours. And man, it was terrifying for like the first 2 or 3 weeks. It would be like I had
that,
this
that would
lesson
terrify me too.
Plan. Yeah. Which would cover about 20 minutes, and then I'd have, you know, 100 minutes left to fill. So after my lesson plan was done, dude, it was like actor's nightmare. Like, what do I do? All these people are looking at me. And just to give you what I'm facing, there was like at the time, there was a guy who was like 68 years old, had won an Emmy for like producing like award shows in the 70s. Like, it worked in television for all these years. There were teenagers. It was like really, really scary.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Jeez. But after a while, I just had to come to terms with like, I'm not trying to be the greatest teacher in the world. I'm not trying to be the greatest filmmaker in the world. I don't even know if I'm really like an authority for what you want to do in your life, is what I would think towards my students. But I'm Derek from Mega 64, so I'll tell you what I did and what worked for me.
Yeah.
And if you can use any of that and apply it to whatever career you want to do, cool. This is how we do the videos and all this and that. Broke it all down. And that, I think I can take that with me everywhere now whenever I have to speak to a group, and maybe that'll help you. Like, I don't know what expectations I'm supposed to live up to, but I can tell you how we do Mega 64.
Right.
Maybe it'll be underwhelming, but maybe you'll find it really interesting.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool. I mean, again, that's kind of what I did too. And again, it was a very different crowd probably, but that's kind of what I did too. I just kept it. It's like, yeah, hey, yo, this is my experience. You know, take it for what it is.
Dude, we should offer that as a top tier on our Patreon.
Masterclass.
Derek and Sean, masterclass with host MC Rocco.
12 hours. Plus, they wanted to do like out of class, like break the class into two groups, and each group will produce a web video, and then I would like critique it and give them feedback. It was a fucking intensive course.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did not get paid very well for my time.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, you had to get paid for that, right? That's a lot of work.
I did so much work. I wrote like lesson plans. It was a character building exercise for me. You know, I'd never had a teaching experience. Now I have better experience speaking to, you know, large groups. I even think, honestly, I perform better on this podcast after doing those classes. I think public speaking skill just went up. So
sure.
Well, another thing I will say I cannot identify with is the payment situation, because I was paid very well for mine. This class that I did was right near a Five Guys, and I got Five Guys.
They provided the guys.
Yeah, they were like, "What burger do you want?" I said, a double with, or no, just a regular cheeseburger, because that is a double with Cajun fries, and I didn't have to pay for it.
A school.
Are you serious?
Because
Rocco, I'm 95% sure that I went to the same school and talked, because there was a Five Guys there, and I didn't get any Five Guys after my failure.
Not even one guy.
No, they said you can't even have the free peanuts. That's what they told me.
Shit.
Wow. Yeah. Well,
you can't even have the free peanuts.
Mm-hmm. You know, everyone thinks I'm joking, but. Everyone thinks I'm joking, but when's the last time you paid for Five Guys? That's a significant payment. Like, that's an investment.
Yeah, they're expensive.
Yeah, I picked that up for my family like a week ago.
Four people eating?
Yeah. Again, you know, you guys, everyone out there on the East Coast, they're wondering, what do you like about In-N-Out so much? I could have bought food for everyone at In-N-Out 8 times for the price of what I got.
That's true.
I don't want to turn this into Burger Wars again.
Sure.
I don't want to get involved, guys.
It's not time for burger wars.
But, you know, what a burger sucks. Let's just leave it at that. All right.
That's a fact.
Sorry. Everyone in Texas, I apologize. That was a low shot, and I shouldn't have done that.
No, it's fine. There's not good hamburgers.
The honey chicken biscuit, whatever. That was good.
People in Texas have, I don't know, maybe burned their tongues with too much barbecue, because their taste is just off.
They're licking the grill, I'm telling you.
Yeah, all that spicy food has killed the taste buds.
All that queso.
Food recommendation.
It is interesting that, like, people out there, it's all about, like, Tex-Mex and Whataburger. It's like, I've had both of those things, and they're both terrible. So what are you doing?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I like some queso with the chips.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Brian is right. I don't know why I got the burger at Whataburger. That was wrong. I didn't want to ignite this.
Supposed to get the drink.
I'm bringing negative vibes to the cast. Texas, I love you.
Honestly, okay. Can I say something controversial for a second for all our Texas fans?
I shouldn't have opened this gate.
Get ready, Lone Star State.
I shouldn't have done it. Go ahead. There's no stopping it now.
The barbecue in California is better.
Oh, okay. My God.
Texas, listen. His comments do not reflect mine. I really had great barbecue in Texas, but Kansas City barbecue is better than Texas barbecue. California, though, I'm not going to say that. I'm not
going
to say
going Kansas City.
I'm going with Kansas City, not California.
Sorry.
I can't. I'm sorry. We shouldn't have even done this.
Sorry.
I'll back Derek up. California's got some pretty tasty barbecue.
No. New York. I still like your pizza better, New York. I don't want the New York people to come after me.
They've
either.
Gone through
I just
enough.
Draw the make that. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm going to do a couple quick plugs real quick. Hopefully we'll dissipate some of this
barbecue
energy.
Confusion. Yeah.
Everyone watching, thanks for watching. Oh, shop.mega64.com is where you can pick up some great stuff, some real hot stuff, cool stuff, neat stuff, slick stuff.
Ooh.
But most of the stuff I'm going to share is just merch stuff like this. This is just who I am. We've got a lot of great items on shop.mega64.com. Pick it all up. It's all good. Even if you already own it, just go add all to cart. Just do it.
Pick it up.
We are actually going to restock some stuff tomorrow. Actually, if you're watching this on YouTube, it went up yesterday. But Monday, we're going to restock. We had that Mega 64 flight jacket. And we got that. Who was the cat shirt? That was a 64-hour special before. I really love that design. It was a 64-hour special, but it did well enough that we are upgrading it to regular roster. We're going to carry that shirt. You know, that's what we do. Some of these 64-hour specials, if they're big enough,
they graduate.
They graduate. So that's what we're doing. And those are going to go up. $1 from every sale of those this week, we're donating to Freedom Funds in Southern California and LA and all that stuff. So there's a good cause in there. And it's win-win. So
check it out.
Yeah, check that out tomorrow. And then, check that out. And also, patreon.com/mega64 is, as always, another great place to get exclusive stuff. And we just put up the Mega 64 Movie Club episode with Magic Mike. We just watched Magic Mike.
Oh, that's great.
And did a deep dive on that. We did a deep dive on that.
Wow. All right. We got so deep.
We so deep put their ass to sleep. Except it was an exciting movie, though, so I didn't have to fall asleep.
Yeah, nice. Hey, I want to reiterate because it deserves a moment, a real moment here. Over 10,000 people in America were arrested last week. A lot of them were arrested despite not doing anything. So we are going to donate these dollars to bail funds, freedom funds, you could call them, because it's important. That's all. Just want to reiterate.
Hell yeah.
It's a good cause. And anyway, so check that out. And yeah, that'll be going up tomorrow.
Yeah. Awesome.
Anyway, what were we talking about? We were pissing people off with
Tex-Mex. But yeah. We don't want to dwell.
We don't need to talk about Tex-Mex.
We don't
want to
dwell on negative energy, Tex-Mex and blech.
Oh, wait, real quick. I actually do want to bring that up. Did you guys see Mitt Romney was marching?
Yeah, I did see that. Today?
In a protest?
Your best friend.
Mitt Romney was marching for Black Lives Matter today.
Yeah.
And I just want to say I knew that was going to happen.
Because you know him.
He pretty much kind of hinted at it when I saw him.
That was going down.
Wasn't really a surprise to me. He's cool.
Yeah. I posed a question on this show years ago, and I got shit for it, and I never got a straight answer, and I pose it again. What if Trump liked to fuck?
Yeah.
I think he does.
Still don't have an answer, Derek. I don't know.
What if he liked to fuck? You know, as I said before years ago, I don't know if people remember, I think it'd be pretty cool if he liked to fuck. Trump and the Miz going out. Picking up sticks. Wow. I think it'd be pretty cool. I just want to reiterate my statements from that previous podcast because, you know, it's still relevant.
Hell yeah. Miz is still relevant.
The Miz, the Miz is the guy from The Real World, right? Is that The Miz?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You know him from The Real World.
He went on.
He is world famous.
Okay.
Former WWE champion. Yeah.
No. But there you go. Good World for you, Wrestling Miz.
Entertainment Champion, Mike the Miz.
Okay.
Did Donald Trump do a lot of stuff with like WWE?
Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah, he cut Vince's hair.
I remember seeing him in one clip or something.
There's videos of him getting a stunner from Stone Cold. There's videos of him, shaving Vince McMahon's head and
okay,
punch him in the face.
He's a song and dance man. He's
WWE Hall of Fame. Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
He's the first president to receive a Stone Cold stunner.
Other than LBJ, right?
Ever. Oh, okay. As far as I know.
Okay. No, I thought Nixon got that done. No?
How do you think JFK
died? Not from Stone Cold.
Well, fair enough. Who's to say when the stunner was invented? We're not going to get into
that. True, yeah. It could be myriad of times.
Anyway. Okay, so I want to finally... Oh, Sean, you talked about earlier that you felt like sometimes when you're doing this podcast, you're a little... Sometimes you feel a little displaced or out of it from what's going on in culture. So yeah. I'm gonna fill you in as quickly and efficiently as possible.
Thank you.
With the show stuff we were kind of talking about. So where I'm at in JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is I'm out of the portion where there's kind of, I don't know if it's one whole season or what, but the section of the story where they're using like Hammond energy, I'm done with that part. I'm in the section now where we're at where Jotaro is the main character. And they're using something called stands. And what's all the characters in the show have a stand. And it's like, how do I describe it? It's like a secondary character that they have that is their power.
Part of their personality?
Like, Jotaro has, it's like almost like a ghost that follows them. And so Jotaro's stand, his expert power is like precision.
Yeah.
So, they're looking at a photo like, oh, we need to locate this criminal, this guy that we're going after. Well, how do we locate it? But Jotaro's stand is so precise, he kind of zones in on it, and he goes, look at that fly in the back of that shot. Watch this. And his stand draws this fly. That's where I'm at in JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. I don't know what part. There's a name of this part, and I don't remember the name of it. Is it Star Platinum? No.
The joke is that he talks a lot, Sean.
No. I want to talk about JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, but what is the name of this?
Rocco is long-winded and can talk about boring
Crusaders
stuff forever and doesn't even need to have a conversation with the three other people here, can literally just talk into the vacuum endlessly. Because you weren't laughing, so I didn't know if you got
it. I wasn't laughing. I didn't understand the bit.
Stardust Crusaders was the name I was trying to think of.
He's not meant to laugh because he's the punchline, Derek.
I am?
Yeah.
And I didn't even know it. That's, you know.
Surprise.
This is the worst surprise.
So you were saying, Rocco?
Anyway, Stardust Crusaders, I'm partially through that. They're on their way to Egypt, but from what I understand, it's like the whole season.
You know,
like they tried flying there, but they said it's too big of a risk because if they fly on a public plane, other stands might be lurking anywhere and they could injure all these people. So they got to like slowly make their way to Egypt.
Without I'm glad I never public, started this show.
Public flight.
Yeah, this
it's good. I love
lame.
It.
It sounds stupid.
No, it's really good. I've been really enjoying it. So I just want to let everybody know that's where I'm at. I'm only.
Sean.
Eight to ten.
What's your take on all that? Sounds good?
Sounds great. And got it all. Thank you.
I don't know. I couldn't really hear what Rocco was saying, but it sounded like something stupid.
Nah, he heard it.
He did.
I saw Shazam last night.
Oh.
Shazam or Kazam?
Shazam with Zachary Levi.
Say my name.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I forgot there was an actual Shazam.
Yeah.
The DC I thought he was going to say, Sinbad the Genie.
Yeah.
Never mind. Oh, so you saw Shazam. Okay. Cool.
I did.
Great.
I did.
Right?
I was surprised. It was good. It was fine.
Like, yeah, I thought it was like a good, that's like the kids 90s movie that I would have loved.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Where it like took some risks for a kids movie, but It was family friendly mostly, you know, or well, whatever.
But mostly. Beckett had seen it and he's like, I'll be in charge of fast forwarding the scary parts. I'm like, okay, cool. Thanks, buddy. I mean, like, whatever. For his little sisters, you know, just trying to help him out. And so there's a car crash. Nothing really happens, but he fast forwarded. It's like, was that scary? He's like, well, it was a car crash. I'm like, oh, you're being like super sensitive. Okay, whatever. Then later on in the movie, a guy gets his head eaten off and his body is thrown out a window. And we're just watching that and he's just like, are you not going to fast forward this? And so I was like, is his head gone? I'm like, Beckett, what happened? He's like, I was engrossed in the scene.
He was entertained.
Yeah. You know, honestly, I remember being in the theater clenching myself for the car crash part two. Because I don't know. I don't remember if I tweeted about this or not, but for some reason, every shot in a car in like 2019.
There was a
sideswipe car crash.
Yeah.
Every movie I saw, I'm like, why does this keep happening? Yeah. TV, whatever. I was like, anytime they're in a car, there's a sideswipe like T-Bone car crash. What is going on? And I remember that movie starts with that. It's like flashback. This is like the first scene in the movie. And I remember thinking, they're going to do it. They're going to do it. They're going to do it. And that part is scary just because it's kind of a jump in that part. Like, you know, it's kind of a jump scare, but I don't remember anything else being like that. I guess there's like some scary creatures in it.
The little girls go like, why did we fast forward? What happened?
No, because he says it was scary. And they go, oh, okay.
Oh, and they're satiated with that?
What's that?
They're okay with, oh, it was scary, and they accept it. They're not like curious, like, well, how scary? What happened?
No, because they've seen scary things. They realize they don't like that.
Oh,
and
okay,
so,
gotcha.
You know, they're happy that it was skipped until that, and then they got a little scared.
I just think logically, like, if I was a kid and someone was like, oh, fast forward through this, like, it was too scary, I'd go, oh, okay. And then when everyone went to bed that night, I would be sneaking down to put the tape back in the VCR and rewind and watch.
Garrett, that tracks 100% with you.
Yeah, like I wore out the cassette for Michael Jackson's
Thriller?
10-minute, yeah, Thriller. And I would just wear out the cassettes in the beginning, or, like the part where he turns into the werecat, and then like the whole zombie music video in general, like I would sneak down and watch that because I wasn't allowed to. I fucking loved it.
Yeah.
Why does Michael Jackson turn into a cat in that video?
He's like a werecat. I don't know.
Is he a werecat or a werecat or werewolf?
He's not a werewolf. It's feline.
Really?
He does have like, whiskers. I never realized that till you just said it.
Yeah,
I thought it was a werewolf.
That is
I
feline.
I thought he was a werewolf too, but he has whiskers.
Dogs have whiskers, don't they? Do dogs have whiskers?
I mean, they are
shorter.
They are cat eyes though. I mean,
they're cat eyes and they're long whiskers. And he's like a werepanther.
Oh. Yeah, what is that?
I think it was just trying to be... like, that music video was so different for the time. They're like, hey, let's make like a weird different creature, too.
Yeah.
I guess it's all Stan Winston.
Jesus Christ. It's got cat claws.
You've got a framed poster of it in your office.
Yeah, you can go get it if you want, but you don't have to.
People are asking good questions. Was he the first documented furry?
Hey.
I hope he was into adult cats.
Yeah. Anyway. He was into Sonic. We know that. So the furry angle lines up. He was into Sonic.
Yeah. Thank you,
that
Ryan.
That really lines
that
up.
That was his one kink.
Yeah. They played that video. The music video for that was they rescanned it in for like IMAX.
Oh yeah.
And played it before. It was some movie that came out a year or two ago called The House with the Clock in the Wall or something. Like what was it called? I don't remember. House with the Clock in the Wall or something.
I know
like
what
that.
You're talking about. Something like that.
Yeah, but they just for the first week it came out, they're like, hey, we have an IMAX. We did IMAX whatever version of that. And we're going to play it in theaters. It was before the documentary came out, the Michael Jackson documentary. I wanted to see that in theaters so bad. I didn't care about the movie, but I just thought, I bet that'll look really cool, being on the big screen and all that. And then I couldn't make it. And then that documentary came out, and it was like, that's gone. And I was like, man, I wish I would have seen the music video before, you know.
Before,
there's
no
chance they will do that now.
No.
Just like Captain EO ain't coming back either.
No.
I'd love like a Blu-ray of both of those music videos.
Yeah. What, Captain EO?
Well, Captain EO and Thriller like in 4K.
Oh, yeah.
Just like up-resed. Thriller's amazing. Thriller's got so many good moments. I just remember being obsessed with, like, all of the unique zombie makeup and everything. Like, there's that big dude who's got, like, bile coming out of his mouth when he comes out of the sewers. And all the fucking...
Yeah, the makeup in that is great. The effects... That must have really inspired you, actually,
oh,
now I think about it.
100% had... Because it was the first thing I had ever seen, like, on television, like, that scared me in that way. And I think 100%, like, it impacted and inspired me to want to do zombie makeup for Halloween and then for your guys' videos. And 100% that was the catalyst.
I think anybody who works in makeup says the same thing. Like,
really?
Yep, Thriller. Yep, Thriller inspired me.
If they're my age, yeah, I'm sure, because it was just played on repeat on television, you know, and our parents were young and they watched MTV, and that's how I was exposed to it.
People in the chat talking about music videos being restored into 4K and stuff, like, would that happen or whatever? But you'd be surprised, on YouTube, it's happened already with a bunch that, like, right now, if you look up, honestly, around Christmas, they did, they re-uploaded... what is it? Wham! Last Christmas.
Oh yeah.
They re-uploaded that. They went, found the original film assets, scanned them into 4K, and recut the video.
Wow.
Because a lot of times they were edited just on, like, tape.
Yeah.
You know, they would have film, but then they convert it all to tape and edit that. But they went back to the original film, scanned those in, re-edited it, and it looks unbelievable. They also did that with I'm Still Standing with Elton John.
Huh.
I'm Still Standing, and I know there's other ones too, but anyway, there's a few videos that look unbelievable because they've redone them like that, so they are out there.
How do you not do... They gotta eventually do Thriller.
Well, they did do Thriller, but I don't know if they're gonna upload it. Like, that's what played in theaters, was that.
Was that, but...
But I just
but
don't...
Do they not ever put it out again?
I don't know.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah. I don't know, like, what the status is of Michael Jackson's, like, estate, you know, so...
Yeah, how canceled is he? The scale slides.
I think he's pretty.
He's pretty canceled, but
I don't know, man.
His...
I still hear his music on the radio.
But
so
is
it
his
that
estate
canceled?
Putting that stuff on YouTube? You know what I
True.
Mean? Like, where they would ignore that? I don't know.
Like, R. Kelly's not getting spins on R&B stations, but classic stations still play Jackson 5 songs. They still play Michael Jackson songs.
Yeah.
On pop stations, I mean, how canceled is he?
I don't know.
I'm not the person to ask or answer.
You have to look into yourself to find the answer to that question.
Dude, you know what I looked into? Some weird YouTube search for a Larry King interview with some guy called Dave.
What?
That everyone was saying, like, this is Michael Jackson post-death in makeup on Larry King giving an interview.
What?
What?
Yeah,
it's,
I'm sure.
Hey, man, it's weird and the upload isn't in the best quality, but it's a guy whose supposed story is he was a burn victim.
Okay.
And the guy looks like, you know, a burn victim in heavy makeup with, like, a hat and glasses. But
Michael Jackson was a burn victim.
All of his affects and the way he was talking and everything, it's like, dude, this is fucking Michael Jackson giving an interview to with
all
Larry
right.
King pretending to be someone
hey,
else.
Have it's, you heard this one? Billy Corgan on Howard Stern talking about shapeshifters.
Oh, yeah. I heard all. I listened live when he's saying that, and I was like, there's no fucking way. He's not going to reveal.
For people who don't know, Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins fame went on Howard Stern. Wouldn't go into it, but suggested that shapeshifters are real. And
he said he saw something.
Yeah. That's Howard keeps hammering, like, what did you see? Somebody changed in front of you? And Billy's like, yeah, basically. I don't want to talk about Howard.
He said he would talk to him off air, and then Howard has never revealed what they talked about off air.
Oh. Whoa.
Well, when asked, he said, like, I just don't, I mean, he said, yeah, this happened, but I don't know what else to say about it. Like,
yeah.
Which I don't know.
Also, like,
sounds silly.
He doesn't care. Like, when that, who is the girl who sings the song You're So Vain? Linda Carlisle? No.
Who? Linda Ronstadt? No.
Why can't I
Carly? Belinda Carlisle? No.
No.
well, anyways, whoever sings
Carly
You're So Vain.
Ray Simon.
She wouldn't tell anyone who the song was about.
Simon. Sure.
But Howard did something. I don't know. He reunited her with someone. I don't remember. But she felt like she should tell him. So she walked over and she whispered who it was in the ear. And then she left, and Gary was like, who was it about? And Howard's like, I don't remember. I didn't pay attention. I don't care.
Yeah.
And like, he didn't know.
She finally said who it was.
Yeah, it was David Geffen.
Yeah, and it was like, okay.
Yeah, that's it. That's why he forgot, because who cares?
Yeah.
It wasn't as – the mystery of it was the better story. It was always better as a mystery.
I just need to find out who David Geffen is.
Did you guys ever hear – maybe people haven't heard about this, but I remember for a brief moment in the early 2000s, there was talk of – there was a guy on – city council. I forget in what city though. I don't know.
Oh,
if it was
I remember this, Rocco. Yes.
But there was a guy on city council named Steve Rocco, spelled the same way as my name, R-O-C-C-O. And they thought this might be Andy Kaufman, like doing a weird thing. Like there were conspiracy theories that it was Andy Kaufman
still alive.
And you can find clips on YouTube of this guy, Steve Rocco, where he's on city council and all he does is, he just clowns on everyone else in the city council. He didn't get bizarre. Anything done, and he was like putting like little toys on his desk and just talking about how useless everything was.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, "Who is this guy?" Like, and from what I understand, it's someone who he just added his name to a ballot and happened to win. Is what I think it was. Like, he has no interest in any of it, but he just did that.
Interesting.
They put him up to it, and he did it, and he won, and so he just caused trouble. But there were conspiracy theories that were like, this is weird. Like, this might be Andy Kaufman, like...
In makeup.
He's dressed, even... I know, like I said, his last name is spelled like mine, my first name. But he kind of looks... He's kind of dressed like Dr. Pock. Like, black turtleneck, black beanie. He's got the same goatee that I usually had, but he's got sunglasses on, and he's just, like, complaining about everybody. You can't find a ton on him, but there's some videos on YouTube, this guy. So there's always weird stuff like that. And, yeah, Tupac. There's people talking about Tupac still. And
I've seen weirder shit happen in fucking the last 2 weeks than a super rich guy going, I went off this fucking trip. I'm going to pay a certain amount of money to disappear and live peacefully somewhere.
Andy Kaufman?
Any of them. It's not too far out of reality, I think, for Andy Kaufman. You hear that about Elvis.
I don't know. Yeah. Like, who's ever... Have we ever, like, confirmed somebody faked their own death? Like, hey, we thought you were dead, but found you.
Yeah, you would think if that happened often, wouldn't you think one of them would be busted by now? You know?
I guess. If they have enough money, though. You know?
I mean, if no one's looking for them, the thing is, like, they hardly find those Nazis hiding down in South America. They find them dead half the time. And they're looking for those
guys. They find them dead or they don't find them.
Yeah, and they're looking for those guys, but who's looking for someone if your alibi as Vincent Price or Elvis or Michael Jackson?
Okay, but your argument, they find the Nazis dead. So they find them. But don't find these guys who fake their deaths.
Yeah.
You don't find them half the time. You don't find them ever.
We got new identities.
Wouldn't you find one person? You know what I mean? Like one, like, whoa, Elvis was chilling at this thing. Can you believe that? Like, I would just think one would slip through.
But you hear about stuff. People always dismiss it, you know? So maybe you have heard it. And people are like, oh, you're full of it. Shut up.
That's true. I remember thinking about that when I was a kid and I was learning all the kind of like Catholic stuff. You know, and I remember thinking this was even before social media, but I remember thinking, you know, it was always written in all the stuff like, oh, you know, he will come again someday, you know. Yeah. And I thought, I don't know, the way that I see things going right now, if he came back, I feel like a lot of people would just kind of like clown on it and not.
He'd be in a sane asylum because there's 1,000 people who think they're Jesus.
You know what I mean? Like,
right,
how would that go? He'd have to really do some impressive stuff right away. Like,
It's called the rapture, bro. All the Christians zap on out of here and the rest of us are left free for all apocalypse.
Yeah, but I don't know. Even that, people would start going like, oh, did, you know, is this coronavirus 2? People just disappear. So I think 5G? He would have to impress everyone. He'd have to do like David Blaine times 1,000.
You have to be so good. It'd be like one guy would disappear and no one even fucking notice.
He would show up and he'd be like,
hey, so Ron's posing the question, can Jesus impress people as much as David Blaine can if Jesus came back?
Would he be able
to do some David Blaine shit with the rapture cover it?
He would. David Blaine would, Jesus would show up and he'd be like, yo, all you wine moms, check your glass. You're water moms now.
Boom.
And they'd be like,
whoa. He did a reverse trick.
No, and that's how you way. Get
goes the other way. All you fitness chicks, check out that water bottle. We get drunk.
It's wine o'clock.
Yeah, he would do it for both. Yeah, he'd be like, yeah.
Oh, both ways.
Hey, check out that hydro flask you got. Take a chug.
Yeah.
Rosé.
People would just think he was a street magician, though. They wouldn't give him. They would go, that's magic, though. That's sleight of hand.
They'd give him the reaction like the kid in Barstow gave David Blaine when he turned the quarter into a diamond or whatever. And he just goes, cool.
If Jesus showed up today, he would be a Middle Eastern guy doing tricky shit.
Oh, yeah. That would not fly in this country.
He'd be sent to Guantanamo. That's just it.
That's messed up, man.
That is messed up.
That's fucked up. That's, you know what? That's fucked up.
Which means if you want to be saved, you know where you got to go. You got to get in there. You got to get in there and be ready to receive him.
Yeah.
You know?
I've infiltrated Guantanamo, the black site in Metal Gear 5. It's kind of
Know the layout.
It's kind of based off that. I've been in and out of the Camp Omega many times.
You pretty much know the layout.
I know they probably keep him down in the boiler room all tied up.
Dang, dude.
I'd be down to save Jesus.
All right, Metal Gear. How cool would Metal Gear be if you go into Guantanamo and you got to liberate Jesus?
You got to get Jesus free.
Wrap your brain around that shit, Kojima.
I'd be like, Jesus saves, and so do I. And then I'd rescue him.
The music starts. That'd be sick.
Yeah. Be kind of cool. Just a cool thought.
This you is know, a, there'd be a cool Kojima scene at the end, like a walking tank would be there, and you've just rescued Jesus, and you're about to fight the tank, and Jesus goes, no, my son, let me handle this one. Then he does some cool Jesus shit, whatever it is, a miracle. Oh,
yeah. If Jesus really did come back, though, it would just be he'd have a little cult. Like, there's so many cults out there, and they think that their leader is Jesus. It would just be that.
That's what I'm saying. He's got to, like, go viral.
He'd have a YouTube channel.
Yeah. But then everyone would be like, oh, After Effects. This is what I'm saying. There's no winning.
There's no winning. Yeah.
They're going, you're just doing Freddie Wong shit. You're not real. You know?
They'd be like, not as cute as Casey Neistat.
Yeah.
Jesus, if you're listening to this podcast, you got a tough road to hoe. Good luck to you, buddy.
Yeah, I don't. You know, you guys are starting to sway me. I used to think he could pull it off, but now I doubt it.
Yep.
I don't know if he's got what it takes. I buy into what you're selling.
He's going to have to, like, snap and then makes the White House, like, into a giraffe or something. You know what I mean? He's got to do something like that.
Yeah, because if he can't do that, it's fucking waste of time.
Real big shit.
Dude's going to be twiddling his thumbs in Podunk, Indiana, accomplishing jack shit.
He'd have to go like I'm gonna snap my fingers. Every target is like a balloon now or something.
Yeah, right. He literally, Jesus would have to compete with Mr. Beast YouTube videos.
Yeah,
these guys are like, I've got $10,000 for the person who can go the longest without taking a shit. How is he gonna compete with that?
Yeah,
if he doesn't have a viral video that tops that, he's washed.
Yeah, exactly. If he's just getting a couple thousand hits, that's not. He's just gonna get owned.
He'd be discouraged.
Yeah,
that's sad. Only a couple thousand hits. You're Jesus.
Yeah, you can't top Pewds. Anyway,
he'd have to start a second gaming channel.
Oh yeah, I forgot we're a gaming channel. Hey, that reminds me.
Oh,
I finally did get to play Xenoblade Chronicles. I finally did it. My Best Buy copy never showed up.
Just lost in the blue yonder.
I actually got it the second that Best Buy started fussing about it. I was already ordering one from Amazon. Like, okay, you know, because I wanted the fancy edition. That's okay. So I ordered that, but I didn't cancel my Best Buy one. They kept telling me, no, it's going to show up. It's going to show up. And I left it just because I was just out of morbid curiosity. See where... Like, I'm curious how long it would take them to get it.
Yeah.
But like Monday or Tuesday after it came out came, and I was like, they still can't find it. So I just canceled it. Wow. But I finally played it. It's great. I mean, that's like one of my favorite RPGs in I don't know how many years, and it's great on Switch. The new kind of visual style sometimes is kind of I don't know, like, I guess the anime thing works for it because it's a very anime story and all that stuff.
Oh, but, yeah.
But it's good. Yeah, I mean, it works. It didn't really change it as a fundamental thing. Like, it's great. That game is so, like, low fuss. Like, however you want to play it, you can. And I've been really enjoying it, and I finally got to play a lot of it this weekend, so that was cool. Anyway, so check that out. People kept telling me that they just released this game on Switch. What is it called? Club Games or Club... I can't remember the name of it. Clubhouse Games? Yeah, I think so. I think that's what it was. What? And I remember that was on DS, and people were like, oh, that was so much fun. And now it's on Switch. Clubhouse Games, yeah. But it's just like a shitload of basic games. Like, it's just like, yo, we got Checkers, we got Othello, we got this. Sudoku. But it's playable with a ton of people. Like, you could play online or locally with other people. Oh. And everyone just said it's just that, but done really well.
Huh.
But I haven't had a chance to play that. So I don't know if I should or if it's, you know, the new one is good or not. It seems kind of basic, but everyone was saying it was good. Yeah. Moncala Online is really good, is what they're saying.
Moncala. Do they have Go?
I think it does.
Shit. I had never learned how to play that. That'd be cool.
But anyway, I wasn't sure if, Sean, if you had checked that out or...
Nope. Nope, it's only Animal Crossing and Mario Kart in my house, guys.
Oh,
yeah.
Still?
Nothing. Oh, yeah, nothing's changed. We're in it. We're going hard.
I went back to playing GTA 5, like the story mode, and some online. Loaded that up and played a bunch this weekend. Because that was a game I've started and never finished, I think, 3 times. However many times it got re-released. But,
never finished it.
What's that, Derek?
I'm the same way. I don't think I beat any GTA game. I'm trying to think. Either. Maybe I completed GTA 3 20 years ago. But I always try to complete the story and just get sidetracked with exploring the world, and then I just quit.
Same here. But then it's like every couple of years with GTA 5, at least, I've picked it up and like, all right, let me see what Franklin's up to. Switch around to Michael. Let me take it online. And I will say, like, that game is so heavily supported, the GTA Online one. Like, I was doing all these new missions that have actual story cutscenes in the GTA Online session, which is like, this wasn't here last time I played, like, full story cutscenes where they had to hire, they would have had to get all those actors to come back and record new dialogue for these expansions. Story-based stuff in the online world. It was cool.
I've been playing a game on Steam, PC game called Tabs, totally accurate battle simulator. I think it's...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if this is popular with, like, streamers or if it's a childish game. I picked it up off Steam, but basically it's kind of like a sandbox game where you have soldiers from all different eras, starting with, like, cavemen with clubs, hoplites from ancient Greece, gunslingers from the Wild Wild West, kind of everything in between. And you just, like, set them up and hit go, and you watch them fight. There's a campaign mode where they'll give you a certain amount of money and face you off against certain troops. Like, hey, 20 cavemen and a mammoth. You have $2,000. What do you do? And it's like, oh, okay, maybe some archers from ancient Greece and a couple of dynamite throwers from the Old West could take these guys on. It's a pretty fun game. It's like $14. It's called Totally Accurate Battle Simulator, or Tabs.
That's cool. Is it like... like a StarCraft style view?
Yeah, it's top down, and then you can zoom in. You can also like inhabit some of the characters. The only thing is, it's kind of like a ragdoll physics simulator. So I know a lot of people in the chat are saying it's YouTube bait and streamer bait, and yeah, maybe it is if you want to watch videos of people playing it. But I'm saying you play it for yourself,
yeah.
And it's pretty fun. Tabs.
I don't know what it was, but this week I also felt like I hadn't played VR in a long time.
Oh, right.
And then Brian sent me the link to they released the Tetris Effect soundtrack.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah, that was in VR. I want to like go back to that. So I did that this weekend too. And
that's,
man,
so
that was such a like. Yeah, because again, I mentioned earlier, I was like lost in a sea of like Twitter and things like that this last week. I was just feeling very dark, and I was like, I'd be very down to just like chill in that space. And it was great. Like, I can't recommend that enough. That Tetris Effect in VR was like, oh.
When are they gonna? Is there a Darth Vader game that they're gonna add to the PS4? Is that
It was a like Oculus game before Vader. I can never remember the fucking word. Vader Unlimited. Vader Uninhibited.
Unleashed.
Vader Unleashed. Vader Immortal. Yes, but that's coming out like real soon. Yeah,
I'll get that.
I just saw in the chat somebody has recreated completely the old Disneyland ride Adventures Through Interspace.
Oh, really?
Someone has created it in CGI and it is playable in VR. Or
whoa,
this is the first time. It was such a simple old Disneyland ride. It was, you know what I mean? It wasn't like super complex, so I think it made it a good candidate to recreate it.
Sure.
But someone did it where if you have Oculus, you can ride that ride. And that's now cool. I only have PSVR, and now I'm dying. I'm like, okay, who has good PC VR? I'm coming over. Damn it.
My brother's got it. You can go to his house.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one does he have? Do you know?
I think he has the Oculus.
Okay, I'm coming over.
Okay.
We're coming, Luke. We're going to bring some carne asada chips.
Somebody in the chat said, I want to make that for Pirates of the Caribbean. You know, you could probably just go on it.
Not right now, Rocco.
Yeah, not right now. That's a good point. What?
What's that? I started watching a show this week that I think Garrett would like it. Sean, I think you'd like it. Rocco, you're not going to like it.
Who gets Rocco murdered or spit on?
Funny you ask. The show is called Alone, and it's a reality TV competition where they take 10 people. It's on Netflix. They drop them in the Arctic Circle, the north of Canada. The last person to give up wins $500,000.
Hell yeah. That is a show for me.
They are separated. They're not together at all. They're all dropped within like a 75-mile radius of each other or something, but they have to survive. They can bring 10 things with them, and that's it. And they have a satellite radio where they can phone for help at any time to get rescued.
Do they phone it themselves?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you've seen it, Garrett.
I've talked about it on the show before. Yeah, the entire first season was like fantastic. I think I watched it last year.
Oh, really? Shit. I just discovered this on Netflix now. I don't know if it's the first season. I feel like it's the fifth season or something.
I'm watching the first one.
On Netflix right now.
Yeah, where they're out at that island in Canada and like there's dudes getting spooked by bears. I started after I finished the first season to go into the second season, but then I kind of thought like, I got the idea of the contest. So
yeah, it's more of the same.
I fell off. But yeah, that just the premise of the show. I'm sure any season is great, but that is a fantastic show. It made me really enjoy because the best part about it, Derek, is like, I don't know if you said this, but they don't know when they're the last one standing.
Oh.
So they're just living every day to day going, I no one's come to get me yet. So there must be at least one other person that's tied with me.
But you know that's in their head. Like, oh, they can't find me. I won and they can't find me.
That was the biggest part of the whole show. Right, Derek? I mean, how deep are you?
I'm not done yet, but that is interesting. You know, this season, I don't know if it's always like that, but everybody's really having trouble finding food. Food is a big issue right now. And I usually watch Netflix when I sit down to eat something. And it's fucking hard to eat food when you're watching somebody like butcher a moose or whatever. Like, I guess I'm a really squeamish person. I can't handle it.
I can't. Yeah, that's rough. I get it.
I hate that I'm so weak. God damn it.
Well, really, if there was like, if we had to like fend for ourselves and get our own food, I don't know what I would do. I don't think I could do it.
I would have to suck it up.
If I was in survival mode, I would kill fucking animals. I don't care.
I think there's
no animals.
There's no animals?
In some of these places that they send these fuckers to, it's like, good luck. Dig for snails, maybe.
My brain is really context sensitive. If I accidentally hit like a rabbit with my car, I'm like whimpering about it for hours. Like, I'm not trying to appear insensitive.
Sure.
But if it's like, oh man, I have to eat, I will bow and arrow that. I have to.
Yeah, but Rocco, what are you? You're gonna slit his throat and drain the blood out and then peel the skin off? No, like, you're gonna do that, Rocco?
I hate it. I hate it. But I have to live.
Yeah, because the bow and arrow just basically gets it so it can't get away from you. It's exactly what Sean said. You have to slit its throat or break its neck. You have to remove its innards. Check the intestines for worms, you know.
Yeah. But the other day, what's the alternative? Die?
My cat found some, I think it was a mouse or a gopher or something. And it was like, I saw it and I was like, oh shit, like get the cat away. Like I'll save this little thing. And then I'm looking at this animal and it's not going to make it. Like it's clear, it's over. And it's like crawling with its front 2 feet, but its back legs are dragging. It was the saddest thing I've ever fucking seen. And it's like, well, now what do I do?
Oh,
am I going to kill this thing?
Yeah.
Or like, I don't know what to do here. My heart's breaking, but this poor little thing, I don't know what to do.
Let's just get to the expert. Rocco, what would you do?
Rocco, what would you have done?
I mean, do what you got to do.
What would you have done?
What needs to be done?
You can't fire this. You can't discharge a weapon in the...
Okay, so I think that this is a little bit of a fantasy for Rocco. I wasn't sure if he was serious, but when he says pull out the gun to shoot that animal, now I think he's not taking this seriously.
This is your front yard. This happened to me the other day. The dog grabbed a rabbit
when
we got home from taking him on a walk, and then now I wrestled the rabbit out of the dog's mouth, but now I've got a dying rabbit who's going into shock.
What'd you do?
Got to smack his head against the inside of something hard enough to kill him.
You fling it with a shovel somewhere for nature to decide.
Oh, and then they suffer?
Oh,
not necessarily.
Shit.
Nature decides that. No. You fling it, and maybe it will land.
Wait, what's nature going to do? Fucking medical operation on the rabbit? Hey. They going to come pack it with gauze and wrap it in a bandage?
Rocco is halfway there, but the first step is to you have to put it out of its misery.
Now,
then you.
I will tell you,
rabbit over the fence with a shovel.
I got fucking. God came in and saved me because I went in to go do something. I didn't know what I was even gonna do yet, but I knew it was gonna be fucked up. And then, out of nowhere, a fucking bird comes out and picks it up and flies it away. It's like, okay,
see, that's what I'm saying. But that's
thank
what I'm
you,
saying.
God.
Fling it with a shovel somewhere else, and maybe that will happen.
In nature,
or it lands in a veterinarian's backyard. And CPR, you know, or whatever. That's what I'm saying is at least roll the it's one last roll of the dice to tie it back to Vegas. You know, if you give it the Vegas, I call it giving it a Vegas chance. You know,
if I went on that show, I couldn't go on that show. I would not be able to do it. I wouldn't be able to do it. If there's a dead animal in my front yard, I'm fucked. I need to like call a neighbor or something.
Yeah. Hey, the worst thing I can hear in my life is, ew, daddy, that's the worst thing I can hear. It's like, I don't know what I'm about to fucking see, but it's going to suck, and it's my job to clean this up, whatever it is.
You know,
the last thing I want to see.
The cat first, barf. If you are in survival mode, the first time you have to kill an animal or whatever is going to suck.
Yeah.
But when it's you or that, you tap into a different mindset. So that's going to suck. And I can tell you from experience, like the first time you drink your own piss is going to... is not going to be fun, but you'll do it.
Can you tell us from experience more about what it's like to be in survival mode?
Yeah.
You went full survival man on the Christmas cast with that life straw.
Yeah.
What was that? How was that? How did that change
your survival?
You see a different side. You know, you go, oh, this is what you have to do.
Life or death.
And, like that survival expert.
Like that time, dot, dot, dot.
I legitimately, and this is going to sound like I'm being mean. I'm not, I promise. I would be fascinated for a show of just Rocco, what happens. Put him out in nature and just see what happens. I would pay anything to see that.
We can make that show. We have nature. We have Rocco.
You know what? It'd be like that famous news reporter clip. One bug flies up in his mouth and he go, ah, god damn, get this. Get me out of this country, motherfucker. Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
You never know.
Full breakdown.
If you've never been tested, you never know. Some people, they have it in their DNA. The survival gene, the X factor. That could be Rocco. We don't know.
Yeah,
you could
maybe.
Me.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to.
Because then it's not true survival; it's a show, so I wouldn't ever kick into that mode. You know what I mean?
Oh, it has to be real survival.
Oh, is this petty
That's
entertainment?
That's why I want to know about other times you've kicked into survival mode so I could gauge it, you know, what it would be like.
There's been some lines at Comic-Con where you got to get there early and be in survival mode to get exclusive.
Yeah, people have died at Comic-Con. That's true.
Yeah, but that's more like grandma mode.
You know what you mean? Haven't described it as that, yeah.
That's grandma
the people mode. Who died at Comic-Con.
No matter what.
Yeah, that's different. So, yeah, if it's not truly the apocalypse, you might not ever see that mode.
I don't think I've ever been in survival mode. I don't think I've ever had to survive.
No. Thank God. Thank God for that. Oh, my God. That'd be the worst.
I've never gone, like, real camping, you know, where you're just, like, on a trail with some, with your pack and stuff.
That I've done, and I'll tell you, I was scared. It's like, I'm in, like, your world, animals. Like, you can do what you want to do, and I have nothing. What am I going to do about it?
You got to become a beast. You got to become a wild part of nature.
I did that when I was a kid. Like our family, like we went camping at like you know, just in like tents and stuff. And that freaked me out because like raccoons ate all our food at night.
Oh shit.
And it was just as a kid, that was just like, what? You know, like
see, there
how
you
could
go.
This happen?
You have been in survival mode. This is what I wanted to hear about.
Well, this is what I'm saying. I've already learned the hardships, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we made lunch of kind of like whatever we had. It was like, well, what didn't they get into? Well, let's make something out of that. You know, I didn't have to fortunately kill any animals. I was, you know, pretty young.
Go fishing, nothing?
I don't know. I don't know what my dad did. Maybe he found a can of beans. I don't know. But I like to think he killed something.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah. This was fun.
Respect.
It was fun. It was a nice, fun show.
I'm glad. It's nice to see you guys together, you and Rocco. Good.
We're taking steps.
Gotta give everybody the weekly update on the motorcycle saga. The DMVs were open, but are now closed again.
What? Why?
Protesting, bro.
It's a state building, so they're afraid to have it open.
Oh, those fucking cowards.
Yeah, they operate from a place of fear. I operate from a place of love. Open up.
Open during the day?
Yeah, you know, I keep hearing these protests. They're all about going to the DMV. That's what they want to fucking...
Yeah. That's what's blowing my mind. It's like, oh, yeah, we got to hit that DMV,
National Guard standing around all sides of the DMV right now.
Yeah, because I'm going to loot the DMV. Like,
honestly, nobody likes the DMV. Destroy that shit. That's
That 100% of people on board with that.
But then you'll never get your license, Derek.
Yeah, but then I don't need a license because how can you get one if the place is gone?
Yeah. Who's going to enforce that?
And honestly, at this point, I'm going to be riding without a license anyways. You know, I gave them respect. I gave them the time to figure this shit out. They can't figure it out. The time has lapsed. The man of the laws of man do not apply to me. I subscribe to a higher authority.
I'm with you. You're going to be new on the bike, so you're going to be extra careful and extra aware because, right? I mean,
yeah.
I literally just want to be in a parking lot with a motorcycle. That's it.
Exactly. So nothing's going to happen, so there's no reason anyone's going to ask to see a license.
That's right. That's right.
You know what, Derek? You're on a phone now. I say when you get your motorcycle, you should just end a podcast and just go outside and just get your motorcycle and just drive off. I want to see that. I want to see it.
Okay. Well, when I get it, you'll know.
I can't wait. Can't wait.
Well, I'll let everybody know you're going to be psyched for the new Derek. The badass Derek.
Whoa, Biker Derek?
Yeah.
We got Hollywood Johnny, and now we're going to have Biker Derek.
That's right.
Survival Rocco, hopefully.
Survival Rocco.
Sean, you need a new gimmick.
Yeah.
Your character's tired. We need to spice up this kayfabe.
All right. I'll see what I can do.
We do have new Sean. I don't need a new gimmick, Brian. You're the Undertaker. It's tried and true.
Garrett has a new gimmick. He used to be goth, and now he's, you know, lumberjack. Something. I don't know. I don't know what you are now, but you're less goth, that's for sure.
That's right. I can't be categorized. Can't be contained.